Arjun will say, good morning. Good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed 30. We are picking up Chaf Tesimud Beis 29b, and we are picking up with Hahu. Hahu Domle Lechavre, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. A lot to do today. Very exciting Gemara. So remember, still on the topic of Chazaka, as we will be in Meretz Hashem for a little while. Hahu Domle Lechavre. There was a man who said to his friend, my boys, Bahai Beisa, what are you doing in this house? What are you doing in this house? Amarle, to which the person who was residing in the house said, Minach Zabinte Va'achlis Shnei Chazaka. What are you talking about? I bought it from you, and I've been living here for the requisite years of Chazaka. I've been living here for 3 years. Amarle, to which the original person said, Nabosei. So now what we've just established is the following. The person who was living in the house was just molded to the fact that he bought it. We'll just call them Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing here? Shimon says, what are you talking about? I bought this house from you 3 years ago, and I have been living here for the last 3 years. Amar Lei, to which Reuven responds to Shimon, Ana b'shechuni gavoy havi. This whole time I've been living in the inside area of the home. Now what's happening over here? Take a look at Rashi, or Rashbam, excuse me. Ana b'shchunei gavai havi, b'chadarm ha'pnimim ha'yse'ikr dirasi. So Reuven says, I was living in the inner chambers, the inner area of this house. Fa'yisi over derech alecha, u'mishtamish imcha b'beis achitzon shedarte bo b'shusi l'kach lo machisi. So Reuven says to Shimon, no, Shimon, I know you've been living here. And he will say, Shimon, Reuven, of course, was aware that Shimon was living there, but Reuven figured Shimon was just, you know, a guest. He was just staying, and he said, I was never mocha, I never made a macha, I never objected to your residence for one simple reason, which is what? That I never objected to your residence because I was here the entire time. So because I was here the entire time, because I, the owner, was here, there was no need for me to object to your residence because obviously your residence didn't establish chazaka. Chazaka establishes ownership. You can't own the property when I, the owner, am living here as well. So what happens? Asa l'kamid Rav Nachman. So we'll say, so they brought the case before Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman said, Amar lei, zil barar achilascha. So Rav Nachman says, Rabosai, to Shimon. Remember, Shimon is the guy who claimed that he bought it from Reuven, and that the 3 years that he lived there were the years of Chazaka. So Rav Nachman says to Shimon, listen, the burden of proof is upon you to prove that you lived in this home for 3 years exclusively. That you lived in this home for 3 years, and Reuven was not there. Look at Rashi. Amar lei lemachzik zil bar achilascha havei edim shedarte bebayis levadcha gimel shanim below osa shabayim cha kedin kedin kol cheskas gimel shanim shetarach lavi edim sheyachzik bar chazaka gemura. So Nachman says, go prove, Shimon, go prove that you bought this home from Reuven, and you lived there by yourself for 3 years of chazaka. Amar lei Rava hachidia. So Rava says, Nachman, really, is that halacha? After all, it should be hamotzi mechavero. Allah harayo. Rava says something different. Rava says that in fact the burden of proof should not be upon Reuven, but rather the burden of proof should not be upon Shimon, the supposed purchaser, but rather the burden of proof should be upon Reuven, the seller. Why? Because we'll say, here's the one thing we know. We know that Shimon's been living in that property for 3 years. The one thing that comes as an interesting piece of information is we didn't know that Reuven was living in the inner parts of that property. So therefore, again, I will say, what Rava says is like this. Shimon, the purchaser, is technically the muchzak, is technically the one who we know has established a domicile on the property for the last 3 years. Reuven now wants to come along and say, no, you don't have a chazaka. I was there the entire time. To which Rava says, that's fine, but then Reuven, the burden of proof is upon you to extract the property from Shimon to show that you were living there the entire time. Therefore, Shimon has no chazaka, and therefore the property is yours. Take a look at Rashi just a moment. So again, remember, the motzi over here would be the mocher, would be Reuven, the supposed seller, because Lokeach, the purchaser, i.e. Shimon, is the one who we know was living there for 3 years. Halav, So the burden of proof, says Rava, is upon Reuven to show that he was also living there during those 3 years that Shimon was living there. To which the Gemara says, V'rami d'Rava d'Rava, V'rami d'Rav Nachman d'Rav Nachman. Most interesting, says the Gemara, we seem to have an inherent contradiction between the shidos of Rav and Rav Nachman. So also remember, in this case over here, Rav Nachman says the burden of proof is upon Shimon, because remember, again, Shimon is the one who has to establish that he had an exclusive chazakah for 3 years. According to Rav, the burden of proof is upon Reuven, because Reuven is the extractor. Reuven is the motzi mechaver al afarayo. Says the Gemara, a contradiction, dahu tap of lamed. Dahu d'amalei v'chavrei, because there was a man who said to his friend, Kol nechasai, kol nechse, debe bar sison, mizab nino lecha. So let's listen to this. So Reuven says to Shimon, all property debe bar sison, all the property of bar sison. I both say now, look at Rashi for just a moment. Kol nechse debe bar sison, kilomar, kol osanakar kos shekanisi me oso adam, sheshmo bar sison. I both say now, what this sounds like is the following. Reuven says to Shimon, all the property of Bar Sison, which sounds like Reuven saying, all the property that I purchased from Bar Sison, mazbina lecha, I'm selling to you. Okay, fine. So far, so good. No big deal. What happened? So the Gemara says, havi hahi ara davri mikri debe Bar Sison. So there was a particular tract of land, that Reuven had that was called Bar Sison. It was called Bar Sison. Amarle, hi ha lav debe Bar Sisoni. So we'll say what happens. The mocher, Reuven, says to the loket, to the purchaser, Shimon, no, that property is not really from the estate of Bar Sison. Rather, that just happens to be the name of the property. And we'll say, you see this sometimes, like, the Schwartz estate. I mean, I don't know if there's really a Schwartz estate, but properties sometimes have a name of their own. So the mocher, now what's happening over here is the following. So just to clarify the case, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you, kol nichse debe bar sison, all the property of the house of Bar Sison, which sounds like over here Reuven saying, I purchased property from Bar Sison, I'm selling you all of that property. There's a piece of land that's known as Bar Sison. What happens? Reuven claims, no, that's not part of the Bar Sison estate. It just happens to be that what? That property has a name of Bar Sison. But that's not included in my sale to you. So the Hala Bar Sison, so what happened? The Ikruye, who demikre de Bay Bar Sison. The property just happens to have the name of Bay Bar Sison. So also look at Rav Nachman. So they brought the case before Rav Nachman. So also said, obviously then, also, so now what's happening over here in this case, Shimon the purchaser is saying, come on, you told me you're selling me all property of the Bay Bar Sison. This property satisfies this criteria. You're telling me now that it happens to be called the Bay Bar Sison and it's not from the estate of Bar Sison? Doesn't make sense to me. So they brought the case before Rav Nachman. Ukme biyada delokeah. So both say Rav Nachman said that aloha lamaisa, the property belongs to the purchaser. In other words, that we assume that this property, which is called the Bay Bar Sison, is part of the estate of Bar Sison, and therefore it's included in the sale from Reuven to Shimon. So Amalei Rava says, Dina Hachi, is that true? Hamotzi mechavero alav harayo. So Rava says, one second, is that true that you're going to transfer the property out of Suffolk from the Mocher to the Lokeach? How can you do that? The Mocher, Rabbi Osai, the seller, in this case again, Reuven, is one who has the chazak of ownership. It's up to Shimon, the Lokeach, the purchaser, to prove that this is really Bar Sison property, and it doesn't just have the name of Bar Sison. So what do you see from here? Kasha d'Rava d'Rava, Kasha d'Rav Nachman d'Rav Nachman. Rabbi Osai, these two positions of Rava and Rav Nachman directly contradict the positions as put forward on Amud Beis. Because remember, again, it was on Amud Beis that ultimately, again, Rava said, Hamotzi mechavero. Right, excuse me. It was on Amud Beis that Rav Nachman went ahead and said that the burden of proof is upon the purchaser. And here again, ultimately, Rav Nachman is establishing it. Biyada delokeach, he's giving it to the purchaser. And Rava, who said that the burden of proof ultimately is on the mocher, in this case goes ahead and says that what? The burden of proof ultimately is on the lokeach. To which the Gemara says, it's not a kasha. The Rava adirava, adirava lo kasha. Bosei, the truth is, Rava is not contradicting himself. How so? Hasan, Hebosei, in the case of Bar Sisan, Mocher Koi Benechasit. Hebosei, Rava's position is always very simple. Rava's position always is Hamoti Mechavera Allah Faraya. Whenever you have a doubt about property ownership, we are always going to establish the property in the possession of the person who had the latest Chazakah. So therefore, let's play this out. In the Bar Sisan case, who's the mochsak? So in the Bar Sisan case, ultimately, again, who has the chazaka? It's the mocher, it's the seller, right? The seller, Reuven, is the one who had the property. He's selling it to Shimon. Now we have a dispute about the identity of a particular piece of property known as the Bar Sisan property. Was it literally, once upon a time, the possession of Bar Sisan? Or is it just called the Bar Sisan property? So Hassan, by the Bar Sisan property, mocher, kani bin chasei, it is the seller who has the chazaka. So because it has the seller who has the chazaka on the property, it is up to the purchaser, in this case Shimon, to go ahead and prove that that piece of property was included in the sale of all Bar Sisan property. Hacha, we'll say when it says here, here refers to the previous case. The previous case, we'll say, remember again, where Shimon, the purchaser, is living in the property for 3 years. And again, he's claiming he lived there by himself exclusively. And Reuven, the owner, the original owner of the property, is saying, no, I lived there as well. Therefore, you have no chazaka. So therefore, hacha, lokeach, kai ben chase. We'll say, in that case, the lokeach, it is Shimon, the one who's been living there 3 years, is the one who has the chazaka. Because we'll say, there's one thing we know. Remember, in that first case, we ran on the days. Here's what we know. We know Shimon's been there for 3 years. We don't know that Reuven's been there for 3 years. In fact, we just found out that Reuven's been there for 3 years. When did we find that out? When Shimon comes after claiming that he had chazaka, and Reuven comes along and says, 1 second, I was living on the inner part of the house. I was here the whole time. You don't have an exclusive chazaka. I was here the entire time. We just found that out. So because of that, it's Shimon, who was living there the 3 years, he's the one we know he has the chazaka. So Rav is saying, I'm not contradicting myself. My principle is always the same. Whoever has the chazaka, Rabosai, whoever has the chazaka, we say again, Amotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. He is the one who's established, and the burden of proof is upon the one who is trying to change the chazaka. Rav Nachman, ad Rav Nachman, nami lo kasha. Rav Nachman's also not contradicting himself. Kevan de amrle de bei bar sisan, umikri de bei bar sisan, ale di de ramya legaluye de lav bar sisani. Bosse, so Rav Nachman says something very interesting. In the case of the Bar Sisan property, Bosse, remember what's happening over here. Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you all of the property that I purchased from Bar Sisan. Fine. Included, Reuven happens to have a parcel of land that's called Bar Sisan property. What happens? Reuven's claiming, no, that's just called Bar Sisan property, but it wasn't really ever part originally of the Bar Sisan estate. Shimon says, come on, that doesn't make any sense. You told me you're selling all Bar Sisan property. That parcel of land is included in this sale as well. So we'll say, Rav Nachman will say like this. At the end of the day, Reuven is the one who made the agreement to go out and sell all the Bar Sisan property. Therefore what? Any property that's called Bar Sisan is going, the default is going to be that what? It's included in the transaction. It is upon Reuven to therefore prove that what? That this particular parcel of land is actually not called Bar Sisan property. In other words, that the burden of proof is going to be upon Reuven in this particular situation, because the law automatically sides with Shimon, because the contract covers all Bar Sisan property. Therefore, if a piece of property is called Bar Sisan, the default is that it's going to be included in the transaction. If it's not going to be included in the transaction, the burden of proof to extract it from the transaction is going to be on the mocher, is going to be on Reuven, the seller. Aval hacha, lo yehe ela dinakit shtara. I will say, but in the previous case, which is in the case where Shimon claims that he has a chazaka, that he's been living there for 3 years, and Reuven claims, 1 second, I've been here the whole time, in a different part of the compound, in a different part of the property, therefore you do not have an exclusive chazaka. So Rav Nachman will say, Shimon's living there is no different than his producing of a shtar. Right? Okay, as well as a chazaka, in other words, chazaka is like a shtar. Chazaka is a form of proof that you have ownership over the property. In the case of shtar, Milo aminon le kayim shtarech bekum benachasi. But say just like when it comes to a shtar, producing a shtar sometimes is not enough. Sometimes a person has to do kiyam shtar, so the person has to uphold the shtar. So the same way that just because a person produces the shtar doesn't automatically mean that the Beis Din is going to side with them, they have to uphold, or better stated, validate that shtar. So do chazaka itself. Chazaka is absolutely a proof of ownership, but that proof must still be upheld and validated. Therefore, Rav Nachman will say, okay, Shimon, you've been living here 3 years, we understand that, but now the burden of proof is upon you to prove that not only have you been living there 3 years, but you've had 3 years of exclusive living in that home. In other words, exclusive to the exclusion of Reuven, who has not, let me say it differently, you have now to have the burden of proof to prove that you live there by yourself without the presence of Reuven. Take a look at Rashi. Milo aminon le kayim shtarech. Rashi says, acharei shamoche rotza lepaslo. So let's remember, in this case over here, Reuven, the seller, wants to prove that he's been here the entire time, and therefore Shimon does not have chazakah. V'achazakah shol shalosh shanim v'makom ashtar hi bo. And we'll say, remember, chazakah is the equivalent of producing a shtar, right? Remember, living in a property for 3 years is the equivalent of producing a piece of paper that says that you bought this property from the seller. In this case, Reuven is telling Shimon, Shimon, you don't have a chazaka. Therefore, again, the way to resolve this case is that Shimon has to bring witnesses that he has an exclusive chazaka on this property, namely that Reuven was not there. Fine, so we'll say, so this is the fundamental machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava, and it turns out they're not contradicting one another at all. At the end of the day, Rava always holds hamotzi mechaber alav harayo, whoever has the chazaka, right, of ownership, has the strength of position. And therefore, the one who wants to change the chazaka is the one ultimately, again, who has the burden of proof. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, saying, that Lamaisa, the one who has the chazaka, has strength in his position, but Lamaisa is no different than someone who goes ahead and brings a shtar. And just like a shtar, Abosai doesn't stand alone, there has to be a kiyam shtaris. The shtar has to be upheld, so chazaka, when it's challenged, also has to be upheld. And Abosai, that's how we pass him. We pass like Rav Nachman. So again, just being able to prove that you lived somewhere for 3 years is a wonderful start. Chazaka is definitely meaningful. But if that chazaka is challenged, the burden of proof rests upon the person who is bringing forward the chazaka to bolster his chazaka. So in this case over here, Shimon claims he's been living in the property for 3 years. He bought it from Reuven. And now he claims he lived here for 3 years. Reuven says, yes, you lived here 3 years, but I was living on the property as well. Therefore, you don't have a chazaka. You don't have a chazaka because chazaka means exclusivity. You don't have a chazaka. So the burden of proof is upon Shimon to prove that he had, not only does he have a chazaka, not only does he live 3 years, but he lived there 3 years exclusive of Reuven. That Reuven was not there at all. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we're going to further clarify this case as we go forward. Next. Who don't lay the chavrei? My boys v'hai beisa. There was a man who says to his friend, what are you doing in this house? Amalei, minach zabinte. So he says, what are you talking about? Right, so Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, what are you doing in this house? Shimon says, what are you talking about? I bought it from you. V'achalte shnei chazaka. And I've lived here for the proper years of chazaka. I lived here 3 years. Amalei, b'shuki b'roi havoi. No, I never sold this to you, right? I never sold this to you. And the reason I wasn't here is because I'm a traveling salesman. I travel a lot for business, and that's why I wasn't here. So the fact that you've lived here 3 years, that's not chazaka, because I just wasn't home. But that doesn't establish a chazaka for you. Amrali b'shuki b'roi havoi. Literally, I was at the outside markets. Rashbam says over here, Amrali ana b'shuki b'roi havoi, beretz merechokim, makom she'in hasharos mitsuyos. I was in a faraway land that didn't really have proper transportation coming back home. V'lo yadati, I did not know you were living in this property. Ulekach lo machisi, because remember again, Abosai, Shimon's claim over here is I've been living here 3 years, and the proof that you sold it to me is that what? You never objected to my living in the property for 3 years. To which Reuven responds, I never objected because I wasn't here. I wasn't here, and I was in a faraway place where there's not constant transportation. And so I had no idea you were living in my property. That's why I never lodged a complaint. Utsinan bepirkin, I'm finishing the Rashbam, haya bihut ve'eksik begolo eina chazakache imo bemedina ba'osamalkus. As we will see later on, so the mice again, chazaka is only a chazaka when the supposed seller was present and never objected to the supposed buyer living there. So again, Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my house? Shimon says, you sold it to me. Reuven says, what are you talking about? I never sold anything to you. And the fact that you lived here 3 years was because I was never here. So you don't have a chazaka. To which the Gemara says, Amar lei, va isli sahadi d'chal shasa hava asis tlas in yomi. But yet Shimon says, but I have witnesses that say that what? Even though you're a traveling salesman, Reuven, you come home once a year for 30 days. Right, meaning you're home at least 1 month a year. So that should have been, therefore, if you didn't really sell me the property, that wouldn't have been enough time to what? For you to come home, to see what was happening in the house, and see that I was living there, right? He was living there, and you shouldn't have objected. The fact that you were home at least once a year, for 30 days, and you never objected to my residence, that's the proof that I bought it from you, and I have a chazaka. To which the Gemara says, to which Reuven responds, Amar lei, t'las in yomi b'shukai habataritnam. You don't understand. Even when I'm home, I'm working. Right? I mean, even when I'm home, even when I wasn't traveling abroad, I was still working in the shukim. I was still working in the marketplaces locally. And therefore, to be honest, I was never home. Now, if you look at the Rashbam, he says something very interesting. He says, even when I was home, I was still working. And I did not know you were living in my house. Now, says the Rashbam, I don't understand. Reuven, if you're home, how do you not know that Shimon is living? Meaning, I got it. If you're abroad, I totally understand that. But if you're home, if you're local, how do you not know that Shimon is living in your house? Ukigon, sheyesh lo bayis acher ba'osa ha'ir, sheyem is achsin sham kol lamed yom. So we'll say, it could very well be that Reuven decides not to live in that house for the 30 days. He doesn't want to open it up. He doesn't want to heat it. He doesn't want to cool it. Right? So he just has a room that he stays by someone else. Whatever the metzias is, Rabosai, whatever the metzias is, the point that Reuven is making is that even though I was back in my hometown, I did not come to the house. I was busy in the local marketplace, and therefore I had no idea you were there. Because I had no idea that you were living there, I never objected to your residence. My lack of objection, however, does not solidify your chazaka on the land. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, suppose I say now with the shaylis who's correct. So Amar Rava, Avit inish techol tlas in yomi tar b'shuka. So we'll say, so Rava says, it is a known practice that sometimes traveling salesmen, even when they are home, they are still busy with the marketplaces and may not even go back to their house. So we'll say, so what Rava says essentially is, the halacha is on the side of Reuven. But here's what's interesting. What Rava's really attesting to, Rabosei, is not as much a halachic argument as much as it is a metzias argument. Meaning, what they're arguing over here is the following. Reuven, Shimon's saying, listen, I lived here, I understand you're a traveling salesman, but you come home at least 1 month a year. And during that time, you should have seen that I was in your house. And if you really believe that you did not sell to me, you should have raised an objection. That objection would have disrupted the years of my chazaka. The fact that you were home 1 month a year and never said anything indicates that I did purchase this from you. Therefore, the 3 years that I lived through are proper chazaka. To which Reuven responds, no. Even when I was home for the month, I was busy doing business and I didn't go home. I stayed by a friend. I rented a room. It wasn't worth it for me to open up the house again for 1 month. So we'll say, so the Shaila is Reuven's claim a legitimate one? To which Rava says, yes, that is often what salesmen did. Traveling salesmen who were away for most of the year, when they came back for a short period of time, sometimes did not feel it worth it to open back up their homes and would live in a room or would rent a room somewhere else. Because of that, Reuven's taina is valid. Shimon, therefore, again, does not have the chazaka. Hahu d'amrei d'chavrei. We'll say again, a man says to his friend, my boy is Bahai Ara. What are you doing on this land? Right? Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing on this land? Amalei, mi planya zavinte. Now we'll say this case a little bit different. So Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. The Amalei de zabni minach. And Levi told me that what? Levi told me that he bought it from you. Okay, so I'll say, so get ready for this, right? So we've got, Reuven comes over to Shimon. Shimon, what are you doing on this piece of land? Shimon says, oh, I bought it from Levi, who told me that he bought it from you. Now, what Shimon has just admitted was what? That this parcel of land originally belonged to who? Originally belonged to Reuven. Okay? So Shimon just said, land originally to Reuven. So Amar lei, la'at lav kamodis. So Reuven says to Shimon, are you not admitting, Amud Beis, Tahai ara didihi va'at lo zabinti minoi zil lav bal dvarim didiat. We'll say, watch this case. It's actually quite amazing. So what happens? So again, Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, what are you doing on the land? Shimon says, I bought the land from Levi, and Levi told me that he bought it from you. To which Reuven responds, ah, so you admit that this parcel of land once belonged to me? Well, listen, you've never contracted directly with me. Get out of here. You happen to be sitting on my parcel. I mean, I never sold anything to Levi. Get off my land. And you were just moda that the land originally belonged to me. Go! Go! Take a look at Rashi. Rashbam. Rashbam says over here, he says, Amar Levi planya zabinte dizamne minach. Kolomar, shom li b'shas mechira shulak samimcha. So we'll say the case over here, by the way, interestingly enough, is where Shimon, if you notice in this case a little bit different, Shimon is not claiming that he has lived on the land for the years of Chazaka. Rather, what's happening in this particular case over here is what Shimon is claiming is that he has the Shtar Mechira. He has the document of sale in his hand. So the Gemara says, Umaskana de Milsa, actually skip down the Rashbam a little bit. So we'll say go four wide lines down in the Rashbam. Velo kamodis, kamoshi birashti, va'at minoy lo zabinte, shafilu mayisa toin de minoy zabinte, halo ein locha lo shtar velo chazaka. Then we'll say, now watch this. So ultimately, in this case, what's occurring over here is that Reuven is saying that Levi never really bought the piece of land from him. But rather, ultimately, again, Reuven is occupying land Shimon is occupying land that really rightfully belongs to Reuven. Although Shimon's claiming that he bought it from Levi, and Levi bought it from Reuven, Reuven's claiming that he never sold it to Levi. And as such, again, Shimon is sitting on illegally seized land, and therefore, again, Reuven orders Shimon to vacate the land. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Dina Ka Amar. Rava says, Einachinami, the halacha sides with Reuven, and Reuven has the ability to go ahead and kick off Shimon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rava, Dina Ka Amar, Hama'arer, Va'afidom Hechsik Ba Shalosh Shanim. This would be true, Rabbi Osa, even if Lemaisa, there were years of Chazaka, so Reuven ultimately again would be permitted to order Shimon to vacate the land. Now, go back up to the Rashbam, with the original Rashbam for just one moment, the first Rashbam on the page. So remember, Amar Le Miplanya Zabinte Dezabna Minach Kilomar Shomali Bishash Shas Mechir Shulacha Mimcha Omeachar Shlotan Vachadash Nechazaka Shtar Mechir Shalot Adel Viado Omaskan of the Milsa Mukminon Le Biyad Hama Arer Vahinu Taima Dechivan Demode Shelo Dishelo Hayakarka Mitchila Lomi Boy Hechad Lo Hechsik Ba Shalosh Shanim Elafilu Hechsik Ba Shalosh Shanim Nami Ein Chazaka Umafkinon Minei Tachazaka Shein Imatainehi Shehu Ein Yodeim Haisa Shalosa Shemachrema. So we'll say, now watch this. Remember we touched on this in the beginning of the Masechta of Chazaka Sheyesh Imataina. In other words, we'll say Chazaka by itself is not enough. Chazaka requires a taina. Chazaka requires that I've lived here for 3 years, and what? And I bought it. Or I was gifted it. See, Rabbi said the problem in this case over here is this is a chazaka she'ini mataina. Why is it chazaka she'ini mataina? Because Rabbi said what Reuven, the original owner, is saying is, I never sold this to Levi. Levi stole property and sold it to you, but I never authorized Levi to sell this property. As such, Shimon, who is currently living on this property, although he has a chazaka, he has no taina. Because what's his taina? His taina was that he bought it from Levi. The problem is Levi never had a right to sell it. So therefore, because this is a chazaka she'ini mataina, therefore Reuven, the original owner, has the right to tell Shimon to vacate the property. Good. So Ahuda Amalei Lechabi. So we'll say, so again, so this is a case, so really all of this is different than the previous cases, because in this case over here, remember, what's unfolding over here is the chazaka is here, right? Shimon's chazaka is here. He's been living on the land uncontested for the last 3 years. And again, remember, in this case, at least originally, his conflict was not with Reuven, because he acknowledged that Reuven was the original owner. He claimed that he bought it from Levi. Reuven's challenging Levi's ability to sell the land to Shimon. As such, again, Reuven saying to Shimon, Levi never had the right to sell the property. Therefore, again, you have no taina. You have no claim, so to speak, that you bought the property because you have no right to take the property. So even though you have the chazakah, the 3 years of residency, nevertheless, because you don't have the taina, therefore you have no right to the property. Sigmar goes weiter. Ha'ud amalei dechavrei. A man says to his friend, my boss Pahai Aro, what are you doing on this land? Amalei, mi planya zabino, ve'achal t'shnei chazakah. Suppose I swap this. So Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing on this land? Shimon says, I bought the land from Levi. And I've lived here for the last 3 years. Amarle, to which Reuven responds, Planya gazalnehu. You know that Levi is a ganav. Right? Levi is a ganav. So as I look at the Rashbam, what does that mean, Levi is a ganav? This is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines into the wide lines. Planya gazalnehu. Besade zu shemimeni gozla. So Reuven says to Shimon, Levi is a thief, and Levi stole this field from me. So watch this. Amarle, Va isli sahadi da asoy imlichi bacha va amart li zilzabin. So we'll say, watch this. Shimon says to Reuven, Reuven, 1 second. I came to you to discuss with you, right? You're like my real estate mentor. I came to you to discuss whether or not I should purchase this property from you. I have witnesses that saw me come to you and discuss this transaction with you. And you told me that what? That I should purchase our resources. So you understand what's happening over here? Again, one more time. Reuven comes over to Shimon. Shimon, what are you doing on this property? Shimon says, oh, I bought it from Levi. Reuven says to Shimon, you know Levi's a ganef, right? And Levi stole that property from me, which is another way of saying, Shimon, you are living on my stolen property. To which Shimon says, what are you talking about? I came to you last night before I bought the property, and I consulted with you about this real estate purchase. I asked your advice if I should purchase this piece of land. Not only that, I have witnesses who know that I came to you and spoke to you about the real estate purchase, and you encouraged me to purchase this piece of property. To which Reuven says, yes, you're absolutely right, and I'll tell you why. Amarle, hasheni noachli harishon kashemeni. I wanted you to purchase this property. You know why? Because I've been trying for a long time to go ahead and get this property back from Levi. That guy is tough as nails. I've been unable to do so. I figured once the property got to your hands, I have the ability to get my property back. So I urged you to purchase the property in order that I could ultimately get the property back from you. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hasheni Noachli, right? Hasheni Noachli, Atot Noachli Larivimcha, I'd rather fight with you, right, than fight with Levi, right? It's easier for me to fight with you and ultimately get my property back than to fight with Levi. So we'll say a very dramatic case. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. So we'll say, so what's the halacha in such a case like this? Dina Kamrei. Rava says that in Achinami, the halacha would side with Reuven. Now, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Amar Rava Dina Kamrei. Rashi says, Hama'arer, V'yitol Sadehu. So we'll say the halacha would be on the side of Reuven. Now, obviously, I will say, there's more to these cases than what we're putting forward in the Gemara. In other words, just to put forward a taina like this, just like, this land is mine, so obviously, Reuven has to support his claim. He has to be able to support his claim. But the Gemara says, again, we look at Reuven's claim as a legitimate one. Hamar v'yitol sadehu, tafilu admon v'rabana lo pligi ele bedi avid hama'ara ma'isel esayu. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Likno sadeh ava bedi bura ba'ama kulu modu kirava. Remember, what's unfolding over in all of these cases is that essentially Shimon's chazakah is being eroded by the fact that it's chazaka sheni mataina. Because again, his claim of ownership is rooted in his ability, is rooted in his claim that he bought it from Levi. And now it's turning out that Levi is a ganav. Therefore, it turns out that he has no chazaka. So we'll say, Kiman, let's go, we're going to finish this case. Kiman, whose opinion does this ruling reflect? Ke'admon. We'll say, it reflects the view of Admon. What does Admon say? This nan, ha'orer al ha'sada. So we'll say, if somebody objects to property ownership, watch this. Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. This nan. Reuven ha'oder al sadeh shemachar Shimon la Levi. Okay, so watch this. Shimon is selling a piece of property. I said, Rashbam is using different names differently than we use them. But okay, Reuven is objecting to a property sale that Shimon is making to Levi. V'amar Reuven, ki Shimon gazla mimenu, v'hu Reuven ha-ma'ura chasa aleh be'ed, ba'osa shtar mechiro shakasav lo v'shimon levi chasam ha-be'edecha. So we'll say this is a wild case. So what happens over here? So Shimon is selling property to Levi. Reuven says, Shimon, you can't sell that property. It's mine, and you stole it from me. Shimon says, okay, whatever. What happens? Shimon draws up the document of sale, and he asks Reuven, by the way, do you mind being an aide on this document? Reuven says, okay. Right? He goes ahead, and he signs his name on the document. So what's the halacha? So Admon Omer, Hashemi Noach Li, Arishon Hashemene. So we'll say, now watch this. Now watch how this case plays out. So right. So again, Shimon selling property to Levi. Reuven says, Shimon, you can't sell that property. That property is mine. Shimon goes through with the sale. He draws up a document, asks Reuven to sign on the document. Reuven says, yes, I'll sign. Then what happens? After the property is conveyed to Levi, Reuven knocks on Levi's door, says, give me back my property. Levi says, what are you talking about? You're one of the Edim on the document. To which Reuven responds, yes, I signed the document. Why? Because I realized I was never going to get my property back from Shimon. I figured I had a better chance of going and getting that property back from you. That's why I signed on the document with hope that once the property got to you, I'd be able to get it back to you. So we'll say, Admon says, that is a valid taino. That is a valid claim. Omer Hashini Noach Yerushal Gashemeno. V'chom v'chom say no. We'll say, first wide line, Alamin of the days, Ibeit es Zechuso. We'll say, everyone say, no, no, no. Once you sign on that document of sale, you're out. Reuven, meaning once you sign as a witness, you no longer could claim that you have any ownership interest in that document. Abba said, now watch this. Ba'afilu teim rabbanon, and even the rabbanon, hasam avad le'maisa, aval hacha dibura avid inish de mikri v'amar. So we'll say, even the rabbanon will say that it's dafka in a case where Reuven signs on a document, where it's clear that what he's doing is he's relinquishing any future ability to claim ownership over that land. But I was saying the first case that we brought down, where it's just Dibor. Remember, what was the first case? Reuven. Reuven shows up. Shimon, what are you doing on this land? Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. Right? Reuven says, Levi's a ganef. Right? He's a thief. That land is mine. Shimon says, what are you talking about? I came to you last night and asked you for advice if I should go in and purchase the property, and you told me to do so. And Reuven says, why did I do that? In order that you should get the property from Levi. So it's easier for me to extract it from you than to extract it from Levi. Even the Rabbanon will say that in that case, that is a believable claim. Why, Rabosai? Because giving advice is different than signing on a shtar. A person would technically give advice, even erroneous advice, in order to go ahead and potentially get his property back. But a person is not. But once a person signs his name on a shtar, he's clearly relinquishing any potential ownership interest in that piece of property. Fine. Ha'ud amrei v'chavrei, my boys b'hayara. So we'll say, so again, a person says to his friend, what are you doing on this piece of property? Amrei, miplanyo zavinte. So we'll say, so Reuven comes to Shimon. Shimon, what are you doing on this property? To which Shimon responds, oh, I bought it from Levi, and I've been living here for 3 years. Amarle, planyo gazalnuhu. So to which Reuven responds, you know, Levi's a ganef. Levi's a ganef, and what? He stole this piece of property from me. So Shimon says, what are you talking about? Amarle, vaha isli sahadi, da'asis ba'arta, va'amarta li zabne nehele. What are you talking about? Right? So Shimon says to Reuven, I have witnesses that you came to me last night. Right? That you came to me last night. And what? Asked me to sell you the property. So in other words, if it was really yours, then why were you asking me to sell you the property? Amarle, Amina Izbon Dinoi. Abba says, so what happened? So Reuven says, you know what? Because I made a calculated decision that I'd rather go ahead and purchase it from you legally, then take you to court and try to extract it because it was originally mine. Take a look at Rashi, Rashbam, Amina lemizbon dinoy. But it's like right across from that goes with Siyunim. Amarti belibi tov li liknos bedamim muatim karka roy li v'lo v'truch v'lo v'dim. We'll say, now this is fascinating. So understand what's happening over here. Reuven comes over to Shimon. Shimon, what are you doing on the property? Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. Reuven says, Levi's a ganav. He stole the property from me, it's mine. Shimon says, really, it's yours? You came to me last night, and you tried to buy the property from me. So, and I have witnesses to that. And if you try, if it's really yours, then what? Why did you try to buy it from me? You're supposed to listen to this amazing answer. So Shuvin responds, you're right. But you know, sometimes Rabbi Hussein, it's worth it to pay a little bit of money and not have to get into a legal dispute. So I was willing to purchase property that is legally mine in order to avoid going through a whole legal dispute. And basically, Rabbi Hussein, you think about it. So what's the halacha? In other words, is this considered to be a valkyrie? And Rabbi Hussein, again, in all of these cases, Reuven has to do a lot more than just say the words. Reuven's going to have to furnish further proof. But the shayla is the taina even a valid taina that we pay attention to? Amarava, Avid Inish de Zabin Dine. Rava says yes. People do this all the time. That people would rather spend money than go to court. Right? We'll say it's Maisim Bechoyom. That people would rather go ahead and spend money on things than have to go ahead and negotiate them in the legal system. Therefore, Rava says this Taino, where Reuven says, listen, it is my property, and yes, I came to you last night willing to buy it, buy back my own property, because yes, it's worth it for me to spend money on my own property than have to go to court. We'll say one more case. Sahuda Amr Levi Chavre, my boys Bahai Ara. We'll say, just by the way, these are great, you know, this is what you could do this at your Shabbos table, right? You throw out these cases, right, at your Shabbos table. I mean, it's amazing to see. It's so fascinating what the halacha comes up with. All right, in any event, so it's my boys b'hai ara. I'm sorry, hodamli chavre. My boys b'hai ara. So a man, Reuven, comes over to Shimon. What are you doing on this land? Amrlei miplanya zabina. To which Shimon responds, I bought it from Ploni. I bought it from Levi. Va'achalta shnei chazaka. And I've lived here 3 years. I lived through the years of chazaka. Amrle, Vaha Nakit Nashtara, the Zabni Lamine, Ha Arbarshani. So what happens? We'll say, so in this case, Reuven says, wow, you bought this from Levi? Guess what? So did I. Right? So did I. Now you've been living here for 3 years. By the way, my shtar is dated 4 years ago, right? I bought it you bought it three years ago. So as I said, watch this. Amrle, to which Simon responds, no. Me savris shnei chazaka tlashani kamina shnei chazaka tuval kamina. So to which Shimon responds, no. You thought when I said that I lived here for the years of chazaka means three. No. I have been living here 3 years. I've been living here many years. In other words, that now Shimon claims that when he says I've been living here shnei chazaka, the years of chazaka doesn't mean three. Years of chazaka means much more. So we'll say, so now Shimon's claiming that he's been living here longer than Reuven. It is true, meaning it is common for people to say that they've been living on property for years of chazaka, and although we've assumed that from a technical level, years of chazaka means 3 years, people often use that expression even to mean many more years. Vahani mili da'achla sheva dekadim chazaka da'haishtara da'ach. Now remember again, so the Taina is only going to work, Abosai, is if the first party could claim that he's been living there at least 7 years. Because Abosai, what does 7 years give him? 7 years ultimately gives him 3 years of chazaka prior to the 4 years of the sale. Oh no, that didn't make sense. In other words, 7 years gives him 3 years of chazaka before the other person claimed that he purchased the property. Aval tapo lamin aleph. Aval shis. But I will say, if at the end of the day, he only claims that he lived there for 3 years, ein lecha macha gedol, excuse me, 6 years, thank you, ein lecha macha gedol mizo. Then I will say, ultimately, again, the other party has a clear objection to his residence. So I will say, so very simply put, what this case translates into is the following. This last case is a little bit different, because in all the previous cases, Reuven was claiming that he was the rightful owner, because again, Levi never had the right to sell it to Shimon. In this last case of Osai, what Reuven is actually tining is what? Is that we both bought it from the same guy. Right? Now the common denominator is still the same, which is, Levi's a cheat. Right? They're both saying, all of these cases, the bottom line is, Levi's a cheat. The shaila is how he's cheating. In this case, he double sold. I don't know if that's the right term, but he double sold the property. So we'll say in this case, essentially, the proper owner of the property is going to be the one who could claim that ultimately, again, his sale predates the sale of the other, but it's only going to work if he predates the sale of the other by what? by 3 years. If Reuven could prove that his sale predates Shimon by a minimum of 3 years, that means that Reuven has chazaka on the land before the property was sold to Shimon, in which case he will be able to go ahead and assert his ownership over Shimon. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Again, we'll pick up Emirat Hashem with these cases tomorrow. Moses.